right. This Love Deezy up here with Made Famous TV. Find you some, get you some. We here, South Coast Sounds, bitch.
Made Famous TV.
We walked in, came to get it started. Who gon' step? Better bring it, that's a promise. Play my shit, I'ma put on a performance. Lick a poem, ass throwing, we gon' party till the moment. Why would anybody want a problem with me? Nigga cooler than...
Yo, yo, what's up? It's your girl Shamika, and you're now tuning to Made Famous TV. And right now, I'm sitting down with Low Deezy.
What's up with you? Nothing much, doing all right. I appreciate this.
No doubt, no doubt. It's a pleasure to be sitting down with you. As I was telling you before we started, a little bit offline, like I'm a fan of your music. Like, you got a real nice sound.
Hey, thank you. Every time you say that, I'm gonna get the cheese and like this. So you gotta start
and you got the shoulder grill, you got the pearly whites and everything, and the grill at the bottom. You gotta let them know.
Hey, yeah, this is what you're going to see every time you see me, I swear, me cheesing just all the time.
No doubt. Speaking of that, like, just listening to your music and reading about you in your bio, like, it seems like you're, like, on a positive vibe, like, no beefing. Like, you even got, like, a mantra or a motto that you go by. Talk about it.
Balling, not beefing. You know, that's it, because I feel like that's all music is now. Everybody got ops. Everybody want to fight. Everybody want to kill each other and sell dope and all of that.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm 30 years old, man. Like, I'm not saying that I am a product of my environment, but the environment I came from also let me know that I wanted more. So you ain't going to hear me rap about selling no dope or none of that. Not that I got nothing against it, because let my life do what they got to do to survive. It's just that I don't feel like that's the only way, and I'm not going to limit myself to that.
Gotcha. Talk about your environment. Being from Little Rock, Arkansas, I know you were saying that you live in Houston, Texas now, but being from Little Rock, like, I've heard, like, Little Rock ain't no easy place to come up in.
Hey, that's like, everybody, look, when I first moved to Texas, the first airtime, you know, somebody asked me where I'm from, I say Little Rock. They like, oh, banging in Little Rock. I'm like, damn, Little Rock Central 9? No. No. Banging in Little Rock. No, I mean, it look a lot worse than, you know, on the outside. When you live there, though, you adapt. I guess that's how people feel everywhere. But my situation is also a little bit different. Like, I really spent, my dad is from Compton.
Okay.
So my mama from Arkansas, my daddy from Compton, California.
Okay.
And he was military most of my life. So, well, he actually did, like, I want to say, like, 20 years. Like, so I did spend a lot of time traveling. Like, I've been to 36 states. And that's just on the strength of, in my summertime, I'm in California, and then I go to school in Arkansas. So that's really a lot of the music, like,
yeah.
I'm from the South. I was born and raised in the South, but at the same time, you know, I kind of grew up on the West Coast vibe on the music, and me and my dad, like, that's, we kind of connect on the music. So that's where the West Coast beats come from, but I can't help how I sound.
most definitely. Yeah. And I was going to get into that. Like, you leading me straight into everything. You making this easy. But nah, yeah, because, like, listening to your project, like, a lot of the beats do seem like they were either produced by a West Coast producer or heavily West Coast inspired. Like, what makes you cater to that sound? I know you said you traveled around, and is that just the sound where you're like, man, I hear this beat, this is what I'm feeling, we're going to rock with that?
It's kind of like, yeah, well, for starters, I heard they like the Southern accent on the Cali beat. So it just kind of, you know, when they have, that's really the kind of music, like, a lot of people don't know I'm big on E-40. Like, E-40, I like to hear him talk. Like, that's just not even necessarily on a musical tip. That man can say anything on a beat to me, and it's probably going to be like, yeah. I just like to hear him talk. E-40, I mean, and then, you know, again, my dad is a lot of my musical influence, and he's so West Coast, it's crazy. So even though I got my, well, I love Kevin Gates and, you know, Master P and No Limit and the old Cash Money and all that, I love all of that. But at the same time, you know, I can't dance. But when it come down to a jig and when I want to party, I got a West Coast vibe, you know? So I got a Southern mindset, but I got a whole West Coast vibe about myself. So I just kind of mash them together and I'm bringing my South Coast sound.
Absolutely. And you talked about party, and we're going to get into that, because you got a single called Party.
Yeah.
And that joint is hot. So we're gonna get into that. But let's go back to the roots. Like, what got you into music, period? And what got you into rapping?
You know, I've been trying to figure that out for myself. My mama tell me all the time, like when I was little, that when I would cry, my daddy would just sit me in front of the speaker and turn the music up real loud. Okay. So it's kind of just always been a thing for me. I've always had the gift of gab. Like, I've always been a talker. I always know what to say. But it was like, music has just always kind of been a thing. And then when I figured out, well, shit, I can really just say anything and put it on the beat. And that's what music is. And it kind of just worked out. I'm not somebody that's going to sit here and tell you, like, oh, my whole life I want to be a rapper, none of that. Nah, it just kind of, it kind of was like, I love the old school music. And then people stop making old school music. Like people talk about, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you, Polo G and Lil Yachty and all them, I can't name one song from none of them. Cause that's not the music I want to hear. So when I just started back making my own music, it was the idea of making music that I wanted to hear.
Gotcha. You know what? Just hearing you say that you haven't always wanted to rap, like listening to your music, like you sound very well polished. Like the lyrics are there, you know how to catch a beat, and you're not just saying any old thing.
That was right. The whole thing. Like, a lot of people started calling me, you know, they was calling me a trailblazer and this, that, and that. Everybody think that I just kind of popped out. Well, being honest with you, I started doing music when I was like 17. We was in somebody's kitchen closet rapping, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
But at that time, you know, there were still other musical influences that I enjoyed. But now, you know, I started thinking about 3-4 years ago, that it was time for me to get back on my music.
Okay.
But I didn't want to be somebody that just came out, dropped some music, and nobody, whether it went big or whatever the case is, nobody else heard from me. So I wanted to be prepared when I came out. I didn't want to come out like it's just another artist. I wanted people to see that my platform is together. Like, I just got to push it. That's it. I wanted people to know that I was prepared to do this, so people didn't treat me like just another person that was trying to rap.
Gotcha. So, like, before, when you were doing music, were you just, I don't want to call it like more so a hobby, but was it kind of like you were just doing it, and were you not like pursuing it as a career then, or did you just start pursuing it as a career?
It was my cousin Tripp, my cousin JD, he go by Diego now. Okay. They was rapping. They used to be a part of this little label called Fat Pockets, PPE, Fat Pockets ENT. And when we graduated high school, you know, that was every day. Like, what do we do now? There's no more school. What do we do now? So every day, you know, that's what they were doing. They were in the studio and they were rapping or in somebody's closet. And I was just outside probably smoking some weed or something, I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. But being with them every day, it kind of just turned into, like, they pushed me a lot. They named me, if I'm being honest.
Really? Okay.
So I had to say my cousin was my biggest influence to just go do it. I think my biggest problem is not wanting to fail at anything. And sometimes I underestimate myself.
Yeah, but you dope. You dope. I mean, of course, in life, there are going to be some ups and downs, right? Yeah. But yeah, your sound is unique. So
I hope appreciate that.
Whatever. Oh, no doubt. And I sincerely mean it. So, like, I hope, like, you know, in this music industry, it's going to be some stuff that's going to happen that's going to make you say, you know what, let me just fall back because somebody going to make me put my hands on them. But
it's already like that. Like, these music reviews, first thing, I don't know how edited I'm supposed to be on here, but the first thing, it bothers me that the first, no matter what I do, no matter what type of music, no matter how many of these dudes I out rap or whatever the case, no matter how many better visuals I put out, the first thing, they always over-sexualize the conversation. And that bothers me because it's like, I don't even know if you really heard my music because you already had this in your head. So that's why I feel like everything I put out, I feel like you said, it needs to sound polished. And I'm so happy that you said that.
Oh, no doubt.
It's good to hear from a non-biased perspective.
Oh, yeah. To me, good music is good music. If you dope, I'm going to say you dope. I don't care if you got 10 million followers or one follower. Like, if it's a track I like, I'm putting it in rotation on my playlist. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you say they over-sexualize the conversation, what you mean by that?
I mean, like, I know you mentioned party, but, you know, the first thing, I don't know if you know, ever just seen a full shot, but you know, I ain't shy about saying the fact that I have a nice size chest, gotta, you know. So and I can go on here, I can go here and drop 100 gems and spit the hardest verse you ever heard. And the first thing these niggas want to say is, you know, something about my chest. And that's fine, which is why in my new project, you'll hear me punching out a lot. Cause my thing now is to beat you to the punch, because I need to make sure you ain't got nothing new to say.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That's interesting. That's interesting. Like, just
so
yeah, I
can, that's what my new project is.
Yeah, and the new project is cause like 11 songs on that joint, right? The name of that joint, cause it's like new something, same.
Yeah, new beginnings, all remedies.
New. Right. How'd you come up with that title?
Because that's exactly what it was. Like, that's what I was telling you a moment ago. Like, I'm not really new to the music. I took a new route with, so new beginnings. I'm putting my music out, but I'm still on the same thing. It's like new beginnings, remedies. New beginnings, all remedies. You heard what I said? That means I'm still with the shit, but in my loafers instead.
Gotcha.
I grew up.
I like
that's
that.
That's it. We still like eating lobster tail, but on paper plates now. That's it. I grew up.
Gotcha. What you feel about the state of female rap? Like, because you know a lot of the popular female rappers we hear, their content is mostly talking about sexual stuff.
Yep.
How do you feel about that lane right now?
I feel like somebody gotta do it. That's first of all. So and I with that being said, I think that makes me stand out more. My music, I'm not, and I know one might say, well, that's because you don't like men or you're not into men or whatever the situation may be. But that don't mean I can't sexualize the situation.
Right.
Number one. Number two, I just feel like it's a lane for everybody. Like, I feel like I can't see Cardi B rapping about anything else. But it works for her.
Right. Right.
I'm just saying that don't feel like that's the female artist you gotta be. Like Kaya Blaze. Kaya Blaze is from Little Rock, Arkansas. She does not over sexualize her music. She's young, but she's nice. She's nice. And I like that. But people are gonna shit on her for a while because she's not over sexualizing herself. I'm coming from a different perspective, but I don't think everybody has to do that. And if nothing else, that's gonna be one of the things that make me stand out as well.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah, like I don't, you know, knock anybody for what lane they go in. You know, my fear is that just looking at the history of female rappers that focus on like a certain thing, whether it be sex or whatever, it's like eventually some of them, they get tired of that lane. And when you want to switch, it's like, well, hold a minute. I'm not used to hearing that from you. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It's just crazy. It's unfortunate and disheartening to hear that people only want to hear one thing from female rappers, because we as females, we have so much to offer. So
I think that's females period. Like people want females to behave how their mind has a female behavior made up. Even outside of the music, people expect women to behave as women. What is behaving as a woman?
Talk about it. Exactly.
Oh yeah, that just, man, but to each his own. I hope that people just open their mind and realize that we ain't all gotta go into, you know, talking about sex and mumble rapping to make it. Like, somebody still want to hear good lyric, concentrated lyrics.
Right.
And I feel like I'm providing it.
Yeah, you are. And yeah, I agree. Like I said, I don't have a problem with people who make certain types of music, because I'll be honest with you, some days I wake up and I'm in, you know what, I don't want to hear nothing too conscious or whatever. You know, but I do want that balance. Some days I wake up and I'm like, you know, I'm not in that mood. I need to hear somebody talking to me. I need to relate. So yeah, I just wish there was more of a balance on the female end, kind of exactly what you're saying. So
it's kind of like, I feel like if we take that stance, like my a lot of people might see it as a con. I see it as a pro, but you can't tell me nothing about myself. You can't tell me what I can or can't do. Mm-hmm. If I want to rap this way or slow it down or speed it up on this track, I want to do it and I'm going to do it well. Don't nobody tell Missy Elliott what she can't do.
Exactly.
So yeah, you just gotta, I just want people to stop succumbing to society.
Right.
Do you.
Right, right. Who are some of your favorite female rappers?
You definitely, I gotta go with Missy.
Yeah.
And it's not even Mia X.
Okay. Taking it back.
Like,
okay.
I'm telling you, no limit. Like, that's, yeah. I used to play softball. I played softball most of my life. And if my mama see this interview, she probably just gonna cheese like I always play softball. I wanted to draw this yellow Grand Marquise, old school Grand Marquise, right? Uh-huh. All the way to the softball game. All we played was Master P and No Limit. So, oh, like, a lot of my comparisons, even my daddy, like, you turn so mystical, my daddy would go crazy. Like,
right, so, right.
That's a lot of my influences is going to come from that old school era of music. Like, even some old Trina, like, I ain't going to say all old Trina, because she is somebody who, you know, did a lot of sexual music, but I also feel like she was one of the first in that lane.
Yeah.
So that's different. So a lot of old artists. I don't have no new artists. I probably got two or three new artists that I can tell you that I'm just a fan of. Yeah.
Who are they?
Toby.
Toby.
What's his name?
Okay.
Toby Nwigwe. Is that how you say it?
Oh, listen. I feel like I'm out of the loop now.
You know the one that got that Try Jesus?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He is like, he at the top of my list right now. Kevin Gates, like,
okay,
that's my guy. Some people might even say I got a crush on him. That's impossible, but that's my guy. Trey Songz, love me some Trey Songz.
Okay,
see, I can't even female. What female artist should I be listening to?
You know who I like? I like Rhapsody.
And that might make me narrow minded, but at one point, music,
not at all.
Music just started sounding the same to me, so I stopped listening to it and I started making it.
No, it doesn't make you narrow-minded at all, because you can only, you know, it's impossible to know every artist that's out, because there's so much music, and then you have a certain group of artists that are pushed, right?
Right.
And Rhapsody is kind of more on the conscious end. So, you know, I would like to think, like, as far as female rap, since she might not be selling a certain thing or a certain image, that she might not be getting pushed like that. But yeah, she's more conscious, so you know, you're not gonna hear her all over the radio waves.
So and that's the best music, it ain't on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your because I hear, like, you know, you're talking about Master P, and you know, the first thing I think of and probably a lot of people think of is about Master P's movement as far as going independent.
Yeah.
So is that your goal?
That is my goal. Master P has actually opened my mind to a lot of things. Just watching him on Instagram, it's kind of like maybe that's why I can't tell you, I just wanted to be a rapper all my life. I always wanted to be in the industry.
Okay.
But I can't say that I've always wanted to be an artist. I can't say that I'm just dead set on being the most famous artist right now, because same question I was asked a lot when I first started is what I wanted, which is what I had to teach myself, that there's a difference between the fame and the wealth.
Yeah.
I'm really not interested in the fame. I'll take it if it comes.
Right.
But I'm really not interested in the fame. I think about people all the time, like, this is the example I use with anybody I have this conversation with. Jay Prince. Jay Prince just bought an island. but we only know who Jay Prince is because we're supposed to know who Jay Prince is.
Right. It's,
nobody sees him as just this famous guy, but I know that Jay Prince is the man.
Right.
That's who I want to be.
More behind the scenes.
That's who I want to be. It's not that I don't want to be in music. It's plenty of, and I'm starting to steer away from Master P.
Oh, no, you're good.
They're just off. A lot of people know Master P, so I think he got the fame and the money, but he really only got that money because he made the right decisions. So I would like to make those type of decisions. That is the direction I'm in. I would rather be writing these songs for artists than doing it myself or I can't say producer, because I don't have an ear for the instruments. Me and my producer, he be fussing at me all the time. I'd be like, take that instrument out. And he'd be like, what instrument? And I'd be like, the horn. He'd be like, bro, that's a piano. I'm like, oh my God, just take it out.
Right.
So I can't say producing, but I have the, I'm more into the business than I am the art.
Gotcha. So have you like as far as writing? Have you gotten placements or been looking at it, or is that something that you want to maybe get into after you get at least, you know, your single out or your project out to the masses and stuff like that?
I want to get mine going first, because I don't want people to have to, I don't want people to have to trust me for my word, which my word is, that's cool. You know, yeah, anybody that know me, my cousin said to me one time, he said, you're going to get a following simply because you're not somebody that just, everybody know you. You don't be in tune with everybody. I'm just really not that type of person. If you beefing with me, then it's probably your fault. I don't know. But that's just, I'd rather get my own following and my own situation straight first. So when I do approach your artists in that manner, they already know what I'm capable of, and I don't have to try to convince them what I'm capable of.
Right. Yeah, I think just hearing you say, if you beef with me, it's probably their fault. You said something in a lyric on one of the songs. You was like, why would you want to beef with me? Have tension?
Well, why would anybody want to fight with me? You know what I'm saying? Cooler than a fan blowing at 50 degrees. Come on.
Right. And your vibe says that. Like, you're not on no trying to be like extra gangster type of stuff. I mean, I don't get the vibe that somebody could just walk up to you and try you. Now, I don't get that kind of vibe.
That's all my music say too. Don't bother me. I won't bother you.
Right.
Like, let's pop some bottles and kick it. That's it. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
We have to be friends, but we don't have to be enemies.
Exactly. I like that. We ain't got to be friends, but we ain't got to be enemies. I like that. So, Party.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about that record.
Hey, that's one of my favorite songs, I swear.
Yeah. That it's got, I mean, that is, I mean, as a lot of your music has like the Cali sounding beat, but yeah, that's one of them West Coast sounding tracks. But like, even, I don't know, you just, I know you say you're Southern or whatever, but I don't know. It's almost like, I won't say you sound conscious on there, but it just sound, your flow just sounds so different on there.
Yeah.
Like, it comes off, I don't know, it's dope. That's all I can say. It's dope.
you can kind of hear my confidence and my, you can hear throughout my album. So like, we did New Beginnings, Old Remedies. You know, that was just like, I'm starting over, still the same OG. Mm-hmm. That's what that was. Okay. You know, but now we're working on a new project. Now it's supposed to come out this month, but I pushed it back because again, I'm in my business mind now, so right. I'm doing things just a little bit differently. But we do have a new project coming out. It's okay. Called Summer Salsa. We've already released two singles off of it.
Okay,
the West Side Flow, which has been, of course, it's a hometown song, so it's doing more than it is. It's just doing more numbers at home than it is everywhere else. But my album is streaming all over the country. No, I'm not at 50,000 views and nothing like that, but I need a lot of people to understand that was my first project. I did that. That was my first project. And now that I got a producer by my side, like, he done called my vibe, I done called his vibe. You know, shout out to Kush Tracks, matter of fact. Okay. Anybody need any beats, whether it's out of Arkansas or anywhere, shout out to Kush Tracks. He I could tell him, you know, what I'm thinking, and he is going to make the beat that I'm thinking. And then we come out with songs that you ain't even heard yet. I wish. But like my first project, some of those are YouTube beats. Like a lot of those beats I have leases on. I don't even own them. Well, okay. I have leases to use them, of course.
Right.
But I don't have exclusive rights on a few of them because I didn't expect the outcome I got. I wanted to put more money into my second. This is my introduction project. What we called it was My Reasonable Doubt. You know, Jay-Z didn't have no features on that Reasonable Doubt.
Right.
So I didn't put no features on it.
Okay. So you sure didn't.
All of that is me. There's no features on there because that's what I wanted. I wanted people to know, like, I just wanted them to know that I could do this. Like everybody,
right?
The first thing is people won't listen to your music because they're all like, everybody want to be a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And they write. Everybody does want to be a rapper. And there's some good music out here, but everybody's not going to make it. So that was my thing. It was just my introduction. Party came about. Party just started moving around because the kids love it. It's not about no beef. It's just literally less party. And that's just how all my music is coming. That's just what it is.
Keep pushing that record. Cause when did this project come out? This project just came out this year.
Mm-hmm. January 4th.
And you want to put out another project already?
Now, what I want, that's because I didn't understand.
Okay.
So, and that's, and I had to tell to myself, like, even my social media was like, oh, I can't keep sharing this. I feel like I'm just being repetitive, but at the same time, every day I'm gaining another 10 or 20 followers.
Yep.
So every day that's 10 or 20 people who haven't seen what I'm. So that's why I put the brakes on it. Because I had to realize that I'm just really, I'm listening to people around me instead of learning in myself. And now that I'm learning in myself, things are happening a little bit different.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, there's no, what I've learned is there's no, what works for one person might not work for another person. And a lot of this is trial and error. You know, some things that you think are going to be brilliant is going to turn out to not work out. And some of the thing that you did as a last resort, like, oh, I don't think it's going to work out, but let me try it.
Yeah.
That's going to be the thing to take off. And you be like, I wish I'd have known this a long time ago.
I try to, I don't know if Party is the only one that you had the option to listen to, but we also have Go Off on there.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to, like you were saying a minute ago, you know, you got to have your balance. Like sometimes you want to hear some conscious music.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to slow it down, you know, listen to some old school, whatever the case may be. So that's why I try to keep, you don't really get too many slow songs out of me for starters. So I try to keep my upbeat balance. And then I try to throw in a little conscious gem every now and then. Because you don't want to, I want to be able to appeal to everybody. I know you're going to have different types of fans, different fan bases, but I want, whether you want to listen to me every day, I don't want nobody to turn my music on and they be like, turn that shit off.
Right.
I do not want that. So I try to mix it all in, though.
Gotcha. So when you do drop your next project, which we don't know when, because you just never know with this project. Well, I don't know when. So are you going to have more features on that? Or
yes.
That's your goal? Okay.
It's done.
Oh, completely. It's done.
We just haven't put it out yet. It's completed. I got some major local features, of course. Okay. I got some major features on there. I don't know how many Arkansas artists you know, but I got Young Pretty on there. I got Kaya Blaze. I just shout out a minute ago. I got Caprice on there. I got PD Weedstraw on there. I got this new artist MAG on there, Mag on there. I got like six or seven different people on there. It's an EP. It's not a full album, it's an EP. And that's mainly because I wanted to have a catalog. When I realized that people actually like my music, it was like, oh my God, they don't have nothing else to listen to. So then I just started making a whole bunch of music.
Right.
But it don't work like that.
Right. So you have an albums or a lot of music, but you're gonna only select in a few records, but you have records that you're not even gonna put on it.
The new beginnings, All Remedies had 11 tracks on it. This EP was supposed to have 7 tracks on it, but I probably got about another 15 songs. That's finished that we haven't done anything with. And that's just simply because I feel like it's valuable. It's valuable. And everything on those from the exclusive beat, I own all of it. So it's just a whole nother ballpark for me now. So, but, I feel like my first project was a good introduction. I feel like people really, it gave people something to look forward to. Whether it's 10 or 20 people, people know now, okay, I could download the next one because the first one wasn't that bad.
Right. You know, just hearing you say that's your first project, like I promise you that joint sound like you at least 6 or 7 projects in. Because, I mean, just well put together, even with it being just 11 tracks, like a lot of times what I've seen is that when it's somebody's first project, they want to put every song they can put on that project on there. And it don't have no kind of flow like yours flows from song to song. Right. So, I mean, you just come off as a very mature artist on there. So,
That was the whole point. That was kind of why there's this mobbing out of Little Rock Channel, 607. He one of the old school artists in, I'm not gonna call him old school, but he been rapping, you know, since I was a kid. He legendary at home, legendary in the city, you know.
Gotcha.
He did that song, it's called Mobbing Out Little Rock, and then he made it a challenge. And so I was already working on my project, but it was gonna be on You know, I was trying to figure out how I was going to get people to see me. And I did that challenge. And I did that challenge. The challenge got like 7,000-8,000 views on it. So I dropped my project right after that because of that challenge. Everybody was, it went, you know. So if you get the chance, check that out.
Mobbing out of Little Rock.
I went so hard.
I saw that on your page, Mobbing Out of Little Rock or whatever. Yes. Yeah, I need to go back because I was going through and, you know, like I said, this was like my introduction to you. So, you know, just hearing so much stuff and I was like, man, this is.
I had random white people hit me up. I was like, oh, shit.
Hey, them challenges. What's up now? Them challenges. So,
people start, yeah, I know, right? And I kept, and as of lately, I've been preaching. I ain't doing no challenges, but I did that busted challenge. I went off on that beat. The challenge was giving me a little, they got me a little momentum, and people just started finding me. Like, again, I'm not on here acting like I'm just 20,000 followers, none of that. But understand that when you look at my social media now, when I started this, my Instagram probably had like 700 followers. I got almost 3,000 followers now.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's all in a matter of, I just dropped my album in January. So that's all in a matter of 5-6 months.
Don't nobody start with a bunch of followers. So I mean, you grow and then, you know, eventually, I mean, you've been building since January, but, and you know, one day you might have something that goes super viral and it takes you off, but I mean, that's an accomplishment because it sounds like you're doing everything pretty much by yourself for the most part as far as marketing. So you're able to go from 600 or 700 followers to like 3,000 followers. I ain't even gonna call out my number as far as social media followers because I ain't gonna.
Hey, thank you so much. The marketing I have been doing by myself, but I say this every time. As far as the music, the visuals, location, wardrobe, you know, the dancers, all of that, you would never ever hear me rap or be an artist that say, oh, I did all this by myself. I have a team.
Okay.
I have a team. Okay. Like I got a creative director, and it's not people I just met. These people in my whole life, my mom, my dad.
Okay.
You know, I got a creative director. My creative directors direct all my videos. You see in the credits of the videos, BK the Great. That's been my friend all my life. But
okay.
Come through. I have a team, so I never say I did it by myself. But as far as marketing, yeah, I be doing all the marketing by myself.
No doubt. Sound like you got a pretty good, solid team. It's good to have a team that you know and they're reliable at the same time.
That's what I figured out first.
Yeah. Team. Yeah. Having a good team, it's hard to get a good team. What would be a dream collaboration for you?
Gates,
okay.
Gates. I don't know what it is. But that dude, his music, I think it's because I feel like he's himself. Mm-hmm. Like, and I respect that so much. Like, a lot of people look at me, like you said, you know, I don't give off that vibe, but most people see me from across the room, and the first thing people want to do is be confrontational with me. But people, I'm sensitive, okay? I'm really sensitive. I don't want to fight you, but I will fight you. Okay, right. Like this, that. But at the end of the day, like, and I feel like people think that, oh, I think I'm a boy. I do not think I'm a boy. I know I'm a girl, and you hear me say it a whole lot. Okay, I know that, and I feel like that's who I am in my music. I'm taking everything y'all think. I think I want to be a boy. No, sir. I'm a very sensitive female. Okay, that's the music, and I feel like that's who Kevin Gates is. I feel like Gates don't care how y'all feel about him.
Right.
He's gonna say whatever retarded stuff he wanna say in the music. And I just love that. I love it. I just love it. I'm gonna see him on September 9th again.
Oh, are you? Kevin Gates, if you're looking at this,
I love it.
Oh, these want that feature with you now.
I put on Facebook one day, the only feature I'll pay for is Kevin Gates. That's it.
Would right you? Now.
Yes. It's a like mind in the music. Like a lot of times I write music and I get to hear him in my head and I had to stop. Like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Stop it, you know? But no, it's just nobody is themselves. Even some people I know personally that rap and sing, you know, they'll say one thing in the music, but I know for a fact that's not who you are. And maybe I don't know for a fact that's not who Kevin Gates is, but the music, it's to be sold, and this man, I'm buying. Okay, I'm buying everything he rapping about. I'm buying it. That's my guy.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, he's definitely a dope artist, and he's somebody to want to feature with. He been laying kind of low lately too, hasn't he?
Exactly, but still getting paid. And if you go on YouTube, you'll see a new video drop every 2 months. Oh, yeah. That's got hundreds and thousands of views. That's the type of thing I'm talking about. Everybody thinks that you got to be Lil Wayne to get paid. It's thousands of artists making 100K plus that you don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, they say it can be tougher to be an artist now, but it's tougher because of the saturation. But there's so many ways you can make music. You know, like I've heard like a lot of artists saying that they're getting into trying to license their music now. Mm-hmm. And that takes away from, you know, they don't have to deal with going on tour. They could just be like, oh, huh. You know, you want to use my music on this video game or in this movie? Cool. Yep. I take the check every few months or whatever. So
that's what it's about. Like that's the difference between the fame and the wealth. As I mentioned earlier, just know that when you see me 10 years down the line, 5 years down the line, and I'm popping, just know that if I'm famous, that ain't even high. I ain't chasing. I swear.
Right. It just came. It was destined to happen. Meant to be. Meant to be. How did you feel about the you know, I gotta ask you, the Trina, you mentioned Trina earlier.
Yeah.
Eve just had this versus battle.
I didn't even watch it because I couldn't. I feel like Eve would have had more hits, mm-hmm, than Trina would have had, but it also goes back to what we just talking about. They music not even,
yeah,
the same. Like that's different.
That's how I felt going in. I was like, Eve and Trina. I was like, okay, it's not the this same. Can be a good one. But Trina actually did, you know, she held it down or whatever. Now, I'm from Florida. So yeah. I was, you know I was familiar with quite a few records. I was like, oh, I remember that record. So for me, it was like, okay, Trina held her own, but I still gave it to Eve. Because, yeah, I mean, Eve just...
That's the catalog.
Right.
It's the catalog. Some people make timeless music, and the thing is, you can play an Eve album in front of your kids. Mm-hmm. You can't play an old Trina album in front of your kids. No.
Tell me about it.
Gotta skip a few inches. Like, that's it.
Tell me about it. Whew.
That's the difference.
What females would you like to see in a versus battle as far as female rappers?
As far as female rappers, I think we should, you can go back and try to do you some, do you like some group work, get you some, old school. Have Salt Pepper been on there yet?
Nah, they haven't.
See, you go, well, but then who you gonna put Salt Pepper up against? I guess, well, not even, because Escape, then they did more singing than rapping, so you ain't even really gonna, man, look, I don't know. As far as rapping goes, anyway.
Yeah, ain't no female rap group. I thought that would be a good one because I would like to see Salt and Pepper.
Yeah, that's my point though. That's why their music was so successful. You can't even find nobody to compare them to.
Yeah, yeah.
I ask people all the time, who are you gonna compare me to? I never want to be the one. I'm just recently what they say, drop my nuts. I never want to be the one to be like, I'm the best. But I mean, if I gotta, you know, put my ducks in a row, if I put all five of y'all over here together, all y'all rapping about the same thing. And I like all five of y'all, that's fine. Like, ain't no problem. I'm just saying, I don't belong in that category. So how can you say you better than me?
Lil DZ, I ain't even finna let you be humble. if your music wasn't hot, and I'll be like, yeah. But no, I ain't finna pop your stuff.
Hey, I that's where I am now because I'm tired of like there's this whole thing the other day where I went all fuck Arkansas and all of that, and it wasn't it's not even really a personal. It's not personal. It's just like everybody we need to click up, team up, this and another. But the thing is, that whole click up, team up, beef mm-hmm. your state, they're gonna pick the candidate.
Yeah.
So no, I'm not trying to team up with nobody. I can't be on your team because I'm first up. So either we gonna all push each other collectively,
right?
Or we just gonna do it individually,
right? Right. So, yeah.
That's I didn't want to be the artist, but now I am being the artist. I do feel like I'm better than them.
Say it.
I am. I mean, I am better than them. And I did not want to be that person, but I see that this is the only way they going to hear me. I am better than them.
Yeah.
I am the best female Arkansas artist.
And you know what?
I don't represent myself as an Arkansas artist, but I am.
Yeah, and you know what? And I get where you know where you're coming from as far as being humble. But yeah, like you say, people don't hear you when you being humble. It's like, man, I got to get borderline disrespectful for y'all to because y'all didn't like it when I was being nice about it and saying it.
I just told my mama this morning, if I gotta be the villain, I'll be the villain now. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, most definitely. So what's next? I mean, I know you got a project in the back pocket, you know what I'm saying? But what's next? Shows? Let us know.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Right now, we booking a whole lot of shows right now. Matter of fact, this weekend, I have, I want to say 3.5. I've been saying 4 shows, but it's really 3.5. I had wrote this theme song for a motorcycle club out of Warner Robins, Georgia.
Okay.
And I have 3 shows in Atlanta this weekend.
Okay.
On Saturday, I'll be performing for Mob CNT. Then on Sunday, I'll be performing for Quality Control. And later on that evening, I'll be performing for Badass for boosting them A&R. So I'm also going to do the song I did for the motorcycle club this Friday. So we leaving for Atlanta when I get done with you. That's why when you say 6 o'clock still good, I'm like, yeah, I just finished up packing.
Okay. Oh, you're coming to that's where I'm at right here in the A.
In
so,
Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm on my way.
Right here in Atlanta. Safe travels to you. Okay. Okay. If you don't mind me asking, I mean, I know the game is to be sold and not be told, but how you get them? I mean, you performing for Boosting them and Quality Control. Like, how you get them situations?
This what it is so shout out to Mossy and T, first of all.
Okay.
B Moss and Lucy Lou and all of them. Like my song West Side Flow, that song is with Young Pretty and Foreign 630. They've been fooling with Moss and T for a while. I mean, they're separate, but I know them together. From the same neighborhood. We all from the West Side, Little Rock, Arkansas. So we got that song West Side Flow. Young Pretty been doing these tours with Moss and T. He been telling me, but again, like you just said to me, you know, I was being humble and I ain't gonna say I was scared, but I just wanted to do everything right. But I had to realize, like you mentioned a moment ago, this whole game is trial and error.
Yep.
So I started doing open mics, and every open mic I was going to, I was just getting major crowd reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, maybe they just cheering for me because it's an open mic, and everybody gonna cheer at the open mic because they want you to cheer for them, you know? So that's what I'm thinking at first. But then I start booking showcases, and I'm like, that's it. Everywhere I go, I get a nice crowd reaction. So Moss ENT had a show out here. Young Pretty was on the show. We had just did West Side Flow. We performed West Side Flow for that crowd. Crowd went crazy. Ever since then, I just been following the Moss ENT tour. Any show I can get on, I'm getting on those shows. So, and this one is actually, this is their finale. So Young Pretty is actually going as a finale because he won last year. When he win, they be different stuff. Like this year, it's a 5-day tour, New York tour. Okay. They're going to pay for everything. So each stage is offering something different.
Okay.
Right. For me, it's just exposure, whether I win or not, because I know that I don't make no bad music, and nowhere have I've never been booed off the stage.
Yeah.
The crowd never looked out, the crowd froze up because nobody looked interested. Nah, the crowd be lit. I'll be forgetting the damn words. I'm chubby, so I get to sweat, I get excited. It's crazy. But yeah, so Young Pretty, shout out to him because he really was kind of one like you sleeping on yourself. He was saying the same thing to me you saying to me. So I had to go. I had 1 foot out the door, but he pushed me out. Now both my feet out the door, and I just be moving. So he been dealing with them for a while. I just recently linked up with him over the last couple months.
Okay.
And now I'm just seeing the exposure. You know, that's it. Just trying to get it wherever I can. And this is their finale. They have Authentic Empire is also going to be there too. Ugly Money Nietzsche is going to be there.
Okay.
So it's 5 different stages. I selected 2 stages. I selected the Moss ENT stage because B Moss is just, he from what I see outside looking in, he's phenomenal with underground artists. You know, he give a lot of opportunity to underground artists. So I really wanted to perform for them. Not that they're going to offer me no deal or nothing like that, but that's just, I feel like that's somebody you want to remember your name, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I wanted to perform for Quality Control, because I mean, Quality Control lit, yeah. You know, so did that. And then the other day, I won something on the Moss ENT page, and they gave me the Badass stage. So the perform for Badass just kind of panned out for me. So now I got 3 shows this weekend in Atlanta.
Man, good luck on that. I know you gonna do your thing. You know, you know what you gotta do. Handle that.
I don't think a lot of people, everybody say, you know, nobody working hard, you know. I work hard. I don't think nobody take it serious as I do. I don't think nobody have full dress rehearsals when they get ready for their show. They thinking it's just a little show. Every small opportunity is a big opportunity for me right now. Everything I do, whether it's a song, a single, a feature, everything I do, I'm doing it under the impression that this is going to be this is my first impression for somebody.
Yep. That's where that maturity kicks in. I mean, and then not only are you working hard, you're working smart, you're being strategic, you know, I heard you just now talking about the relationships and following us, you know, certain people, you know, and seeing what they got going on. So you're being strategic. You're not like, okay, well, I got to perform for everybody. But yeah. I'm gonna make sure that who I perform for, I'm gonna maximize this opportunity. So,
yeah, a lot of people look at me crazy because I say that I won't perform in Arkansas for free because, you know, they got their favorites, and that's fine. Not that I'm not better than their favorites, but, you know, when you come from a small place like that, you have your favorites, so everything else turns into a comedy show. Yeah. And like you just said, you know, I'm just not going to take too kindly to this shit because I'm not that kind of person.
Right.
So I just don't put myself in those situations.
Gotcha. Most deaf. Well, best wishes to you, man. Before I let you go, let the people know where they can find you at. I mean, we know you're performing there, but drop that social media and all that other good stuff.
For sure. Catch me on Instagram. That's Lil Rock Low Deezy. It's LIL because I got a Southern accent. Lil Rock Low Deezy. My YouTube, everywhere else, YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, anywhere you can think of, anywhere you download music, Amazon, Low Deezy. Go find me. Get you some. I appreciate this so much. And y'all look for me in a couple years. We're going to be here with a few more rings and a couple more diamonds in the grill. You understand what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Hey, thank you so much.
No doubt. We appreciate you taking time out your busy schedule.